We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Canterbury Summer Theater. The next production that you'll be hearing about is Pinup Girls. It's a musical by James Heineman and Jeffrey Loden. Lori Leber is the working on that. She's going to be directing it. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Lori, tell us a little bit. You've been involved with the Summer Theater for 10 years. Tell us a bit how you got involved with it and a little bit of that history before we talk about your show.
Yeah, so my first show at Canterbury was Barefoot in the Park. I was a part of the Bossier Parish Community College production up from Louisiana. Ray Scott Crawford is the artistic director at Canterbury and has been for decades now. And he is also the director at Bipsy Theater. So I was part of his production. We brought it up to Canterbury at the end of their summer season, which we still do. And that was my first experience in Michigan City, and I fell in love with it within that week, and I haven't stopped coming back since.
It's changed a lot in that decade.
It has, yeah, it has.
So, since you've been involved with it, tell us about your early involvement with the theater, not only roles like acting roles, but also, you know, things that you worked on over those 10 years.
So I was in Barefoot in the Park. I was in acting in Parallel Lives. I've done stage management for Greater Tuna. I was the company manager and costumer in 2016 and 2017. So that was me being there for the whole season and getting to work with all of our resident companies that come in from all across the nation to work with us in the summer. And then the past four summers that I've been up there, I've been directing. So this is my fourth show to direct at Canterbury. Last summer, I did No Way to Treat a Lady, which was like a murder mystery. And then I did I Love You, Perfect Now Change, which is a very popular musical all about the happiness and misfortune of falling in love. And then I did Vanities the Musical back in, 18. And so I love coming back every year because the community, most of all, Michigan City is such a special place and people are just so kind. I'm from the South, but there's nothing like Michigan City hospitality.
Yeah, they call it Midwest nice. So what do you do outside of a summer theater? What's your livelihood that way?
Well, my day job is a high school English teacher.
Okay.
And then I midnight as a theater artist. So I'm in education and it's enjoyable. I work with children. I had 180 students this past year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it helps me grow my skills to be able to do theater, which is my true passion.
Well, especially directing, if you can herd that many kids over the time, you can certainly herd the people on stage. You know, no matter what, directing is many times, especially musicals, like herding cats to begin with. So,
absolutely.
So, tell us about Pinup Girls. That you're directing that. A little bit about the synopsis. What's it about? You know, songs that we might know from it, or maybe not.
Oh, yeah. So Pinup Girls is a musical review. It is set in a VFW hall, which is conveniently located at the Canterbury Summer Theater, this summer. 807 Franklin. And it is four people, three girls, one boy, who have come to put on a performance for anyone that shows up. And they are reading love letters and letters to home from soldiers all across the decades from World War I all the way up to Iraq. So it's heartfelt, it's funny, it's sexy at times. It's everything that goes into being a soldier and being a family member of a soldier. A lot of the music is from all those different decades. So we have everything from Please Mr. Postman to Single Ladies by Beyonce. We have some Dean Martin, Nancy and Frank Sinatra, Shaft, the theme from Shaft.
Oh.
That's the sexy part. So it's got music for everyone, no matter what age you are, and you can connect to the stories no matter what age you are. So,
and it's so high energy. The show is very bouncy.
Yeah, it is. And it's purely there for audience enjoyment. That's how the show was crafted, was to entertain an audience and to let the audience be a part of the show. So it's very intimate, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get started working on it.
How many characters do you have in it?
We have four characters, three women, one boy. We have Dana, who's played by Sarah Donofrio, Joel, who's played by Reed Graham, Leanne, played by Jenna Weisbach. I hope I didn't say that wrong. And then Megan, who is played by Victoria Hickman.
And there's a fifth character that's referred.
Sharon.
and we have Sharon, who is referenced in the show, but unfortunately she's having a baby that day, so she can't make it. So Joel, played by Reed Graham, jumps in to be her character.
It sounds like a lot of fun. It is a musical review. We're using popular songs to tie it all together. Everything from very modern things to like things from the American Songbook and everything traditional.
Are these actual letters or are they crafted for this performance?
I'm not sure. I with my experience with playwriting, I think there's probably a lot of truth in it, but I don't know how much of it is accurate. Or, you know, real letters, but they certainly read like real letters. They're very.
Of course.
So real quick, tell us about the show dates and everything and availability of tickets.
So the show opens July 5th and it runs July 5th through 8th and then 12th through 15th. Wednesdays at 2:00, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:00. And you can get your tickets online or at the box office. Again, we're at 807 Franklin Street. Our phone number is 219-874-4269.
Thank you so much, Laurie Labor. Thank you for being on Art on the Air Spotlight, Canterbury Summer Theater, Pinup Girls.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.